wouldn't it be great if when you went to buy a computer, or after you bought a computer, if you had any questions, you could ask a genius? Well, that's what we've got. This is called the Genius Bar.
So when can we get you in the studio so you can come visit and we can do a little collab?
What? That's how you're introing? This is how the show is starting?
Yeah.
Let's do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay. I mean, yeah I'm totally free.
We have to trek by foot.
Oh my God.
I guess you don't have to. Will you just meet me halfway so I can like walk back with you with a buddy?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we use a buddy system. I don't want anybody to get hurt out here.
That's what no joke. I used to do that. Like there was a... in the town I lived in, I was friends with one of the kids from school that lived like, I don't know, I want to say 20 minutes walking distance from me. And if we went over to each other's houses, the other one would meet halfway just so we didn't walk the whole way alone. So like if he was coming over to my house, I'd walk and meet him halfway. So that's what we have to do, except you live a little further than 20 minutes walking distance.
Yeah. I mean, we can just... I don't know.
We're in the middle of like the worst winter storm.
We'll fly two planes and then we'll parachute out halfway and switch planes.
And then walk.
And then walk.
I like it. Oh, welcome to Genius Bar, everybody. That's how it started. Cold.
Does anybody else just have freezing weather where they are?
Dude, it is so bad. So I moved to Arkansas, right? Like a few months ago.
Yeah.
This isn't what I signed up for. It was when I got here, it was like 110 goddamn degrees. And now... It's -4 outside. Yeah. In Arkansas, what happened? And I don't watch the news or anything, so I missed what occurred. Or is there like a storm happening? Why did I come home and everything is cold?
Oh, it's getting worse. My mom just texted me before the show and was like, 6 inches of snow coming soon. Get ready.
But why? What happened? Is there a hurricane? Is there like a snowy, icy hurricane happening?
Dude, hurricane? I don't think hurricanes happen during the winter, do they?
Well, a snowy one. Is it happening? Is there one outside? Is that why it's so cold? I'm cold inside.
Dude, I felt that same thing. And like, I have these huge new windows in my place now. And it's just like the sun for the first time in a literal week since moving in has shone today.
Oh, and it's so bad.
Oh, it's so nice.
Wait, you think it's nice?
No, the sun coming out.
In is nice. Okay, I was like, what's wrong with you?
I'm not ready for the snow.
It is so cold. And when I let the dogs out, they're two little chihuahuas, stupid little chihuahuas, and they don't like their feet touching the ice. So no one knows how to walk. They're just out there like, and they've lived in Arkansas. And so they're not used to this. And they're just like, it looks like someone put staples on the bottom of their paws and they're trying to learn how to walk in the ice. It's so bad. I don't understand.
After I moved, I was like, I need to get a dog. But then I'm like, I also shouldn't get a dog like the first week of moving somewhere.
Oh,
but,
yeah, it'd be terrible. You should get one, though. What kind of... Okay, you get to choose any dog. Money is not a thing. You don't need to worry about how much it costs. What is your ideal perfect Sam dog?
Is there like a tier list for like how much dogs cost?
I mean, they get up there. They get
really?
Up there. Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Well, here, I'm a big fan of rescuing. So that's probably why my
okay.
Like,
yeah, see, that's the way to go. That's the way to go.
Because they're just so cute. My family dog growing up was a beagle. It still is a beagle. She's still doing well. Shout out Maisie. And
what up, Maisie?
she's getting older. We had a scare actually a couple weeks ago where I was like, oh, this is it. This is not gonna be good.
Oh, this is it.
Yeah. And sure enough, she's like fine again. But
how
like,
old is she?
She's like 14.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so she's on, you know, the range is 12 to 15. I'm like, she's pushing barriers in gravity as a 14-year-old. Yeah,
well, hey, it's cold outside, so it'll freeze her. You know how, like, you if you put meat in the freezer, it lasts longer? I think it's the same thing for dogs, so Jesus. I'm sure she's fine.
This is the worst analogy I've ever heard.
This is the worst start to an Apple podcast.
Why don't
ever,
we
I
just
think.
Put grandma outside, and she'll be here forever?
Why didn't we think of that, dude? We would have had Steve Jobs so much longer. Oh, like when God. Shit got scary. Oh man, just put him outside. What are we doing?
You know
put
what?
Him outside.
I never watched that video that you made a few years back about like why Apple is better without Steve Jobs.
I'm sorry, you've never seen it?
No, but I know that was one of your bigger ones. But
dude, that's my favorite video I've ever made. Out
what?
Of all videos I've ever made, I'm most proud of that one.
Well, I'll go watch it after this. But like,
I can't believe you. Betrayal. Ultimate betrayal.
I know. Well, I'm curious about your perspective on Steve. Like, were growing up.
Apparently, you're not that fucking curious because you didn't watch the video.
This is just like that first tweet you sent to me. You didn't watch
the video.
I know.
Here we are again. See, I knew this wasn't going to work. I knew every episode was going to be us arguing.
So were you a Steve fan? Just a TLDR?
Yeah, I think Steve was great. I think that basically the whole video was about how Steve was amazing. Apple only exists because Steve lifted it from the ground up, and there was, you know, without him, we wouldn't have it. Mm-hmm. And he sort of just like through sheer will made it be, even when, you know, in the 90s it wasn't doing well. He came back and brought it back to life. And Apple's vision is completely based off of Steve Jobs' vision. Without him, it's not what it is today. However, the video wasn't about how like they never should have had Steve Jobs. The video is about how in this era of Apple, Tim Cook is a better CEO than Steve Jobs would be if he was still there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
essentially what the video is about. Like in terms of, you know, how much money they've made, 3/4 of all the money Apple has ever made has come with Tim Cook. And it sort of breaks down the how they're creating products now, where I felt like Steve did really well with innovating and making really amazing products for the few. And Tim Cook makes pretty great products for the many. And that was sort of the whole idea of the video. What do you think about Steve?
I mean,
you didn't watch my fucking video, but what do you think about Steve?
I mean, I grew up right, and like, I guess, yeah, Apple was just like my thing. I don't know if it was you covered more like a lot of things rather than like focusing on Apple from the get-go, but that has always been like my central passion, interest, not my only interest, but like something
yeah,
that
yeah,
I
yeah, yeah, we hear you, Sam. You were covering it before it was cool.
I'm a big freaking nerd. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like growing up, it was like magical to like see him on stage and see him speak. And I don't know. I think Tim Cook as a human being is
ethical. You say human being? Like human B-E-A-N?
Yeah.
A human being.
Yeah. He's
pretty
like,
good human being.
I feel like Tim is just, I feel like his heart's in a good spot, and I feel like I believe him when he talks about like issues that he's passionate about. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of the things about Steve were like I always get caught up in those like Reddit threads when it's like, I used to work with Steve Jobs AMA. And it's interesting. Like I was reading this one about the guy who used to do the keynotes. He used to produce the keynotes for like the original iPhone, all of Steve's stuff. And he talks about
so the one where they barely had a working iPhone?
Yeah. Yeah. He talks about just like how stressful it was. And he was basically, I don't know, it sounded slightly Stockholm syndrome-y, where it was like, it was horrible and he really hated my guts, but man, did we make history. And I was like, I don't know. But it was also, you know, just like the dynamic between the two where he was like, yeah, like Steve and I would work all day on the keynote, go home and eat lunch. And then I would go over to Steve's house or he would come over to mine and we'd keep working on the keynote. And he said they started working on it like usually 90 to 120 days out from the event. So that's that got me thinking. I'm like, wait, March event coming up. Does that mean the keynote's like halfway done?
Oh, dude. Like the three piece we got at the end of last year?
Mm-hmm.
Those were shot like way ahead of time. Like,
dang.
I think the October event was shot, I want to say 3 months ahead of time.
No way.
Yeah. In fact, I have proof. Around that time, do you remember Love to Dream tweeted that whole like Apple Park looks really pretty at night. You'll see soon.
Yeah, he tweeted that.
That was so far ahead of when the event actually aired. And maybe it was different because, you know, the ones that we just had last year were pre-recorded, whereas the other ones were live, I guess.
Yeah. I mean,
so
that,
maybe, I don't know, maybe they wanted to get them done really early. I don't know.
I do question Love to Dream because like we talk and I'll even like send him messages and I'll just be like, hey, is this thing coming out? He'll just be like, don't know. And I'm like, you definitely 100%. Like, I don't understand how he has this like network of information, but like he's a super mysterious guy. He retired recently. Let's give a shout out to Love to Dream for his retirement.
Dude is not retired. He's still tweeting shit. He tweeted stuff this week.
But you
this
see how
week.
It's more ambiguous. Ambiguous.
It's like, more ambiguous.
It's more ambiguous. But it's sad for me because I loved those little like tidbits. Like they were so fun to write about. So
you
fun
love
to talk
to
about.
Dream?
I love to dream. And now I like the way he's doing it. It's way like, cause I think he's like blank coming to iPhone soon or something. Then it's exciting.
Yeah, he tweeted something like 5G coming to, and then blank. And obviously that's iPad.
Yeah.
unless AirTag is going to have 5G, which I don't think.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah, if I that whole retirement thing. He retired like Brett Favre retired 8 times.
I mean, I'm into Brett Favre? It. Barely.
Yeah, speaking of like mysterious and stuff, I think that's where the appeal to Steve Jobs comes in, because with Tim Cook, he's way more public. It was another thing I mentioned in my video that you definitely watched, right, Sam?
Yeah. Oh, man, I remember every second.
Yeah, I mentioned that Tim is way more public and more, he's more the face of the company in a way that he communicates and he does more interviews and you just see him out with customers more. Whereas there was a lot of mystery around Steve Jobs, so much, in fact, that, you know, you have people to this day doing Reddit AMAs or whatever, being like, I worked with Steve Jobs, and everyone's all over that. Cause it's mm-hmm. like, we don't know enough. And it's been, I mean, how many years has it been since he died? 10?
I think it's been 10-ish, 11. I think it'll be 11 this year.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I remember, you always hear about, you know, moments in history where like your grandparents are like, I remember this day.
Where I was, yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing it. It's going to be hard to believe because it wasn't that long ago. Like the internet was very much a thing. It was 2011, right?
Yeah.
I didn't find out like on the internet or on Twitter or anything like that. I found out at McDonald's of all places. Yeah, I was ordering, and to my right was like a stack of newspapers, and it was on the front page, and like I will never forget what that looked like.
Whoa. I don't actually remember where I was for Steve. I remember, I don't know if this is silly, this is personal, but I remember I did cry that night. I was like thinking about it, and I remember I was like randomly,
what a baby.
I know, I was like randomly emotional about that. I think I was just like, I feel like this is a part of my childhood that is now like gone. Or maybe I was just sad. It was probably both, a lot of things, but like,
dude, when Phil, you know Phil Collins, right?
Yeah.
When Phil dies, dude, I'm gonna be so lost. We won't be able to do a show for like a month because I'll just be coping and grieving.
It's weird when you feel like you have, like, obviously you don't have a relationship with that person at all, but you're also like, oh, they're an important part of my life. As weird as that is, even though they're a public figure.
But it is so true. And apparently, Sam, he wasn't important enough. He didn't watch my fucking video.
Oh my god. All right,
you weren't that sad.
All right, class, everybody write down your homework for next week. Watch this video.
I mean, did you think it was gonna be that I was gonna be like shitting on Steve Jobs?
No, I was just, I hadn't watched it. I was like, this will be interesting because you cover like day-to-day news on your channel as like I do. And I know that's like an older video and I know you've grown substantially since then. So
I still believe everything I said though. I'm very, very proud of that video. It's like it's not my style. It's like very serious document, like it's like a documentary sort of style video. I've only made 2 videos like that ever. One was the Steve Jobs one, and then the other one was the How I Ruined Apple Leaks video.
Yeah,
those are the only 2 like that. Yeah. Dude, I gotta talk about something.
Okay, talk.
I cannot talk. Like when I'm recording, I'm having so many problems recording.
Mean.
I know. So if you go back and you listen to last week's episode, you don't even know this. Okay. Now I gotta take a drink.
Gulp, gulp, gulp.
You don't even know this, but I was struggling so bad recording the last episode of Genius Bar.
What?
And I've been struggling with Front Page Tech every fucking day.
Why? Wait, what's going on?
Okay, so I'm having this issue. Don't you laugh at me.
I won't. No, I won't.
It's a very serious issue. Okay. Because I told Karina and she fucking laughed at me.
Well, here, let me laugh it out first.
Okay, hang on. I'm gonna call her. Let me hang on. Just give me a second. Karina, can you come here? Okay, thank you very much.
Please, dude, come on my podcast.
No, yeah, no joke. She laughed at me, and can you come here real quick? I'm recording the show, so don't say anything too incriminating about me. I'm trying to tell Sam about the issue I'm having where I'm gagging.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, it's really weird.
but you laughed at me. You laughed
because I saw video of it.
Yeah, so to prove that I was gagging, I showed her a video of me, like it was a clip of me recording from Pitch Tech last week.
Uh-huh.
And
to be fair, I laughed and then I was a little concerned because
mean, it was funny. I should tweet it.
No, you shouldn't tweet it.
I should tweet it. It was funny. But then after I laughed, I was like, wait a minute. What the hell is that?
Okay, I just wanted everyone to believe that you laughed at me. Thank you for coming in.
I was concerned.
Okay, not concerned enough. Bye, babe. Okay. So what happened, what is happening to me is as I'm talking, I just start gagging. Like literally, no joke, that's what's happening. Like I can feel, like right now, hang on, gotta take a drink.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually the only thing that helps. But what as I'm talking, like as I'm trying to get through a take, I can feel myself start to gag. And there's so many takes that are ruined because I did gag or... No joke, it has gotten to a point where I record a whole episode of Front Page Tech and then I run to the bathroom and throw up.
What?
Yeah, and I have a bathroom in the studio, so I don't have to run that far, but it is a serious problem. And last week in the episode, you can hear me like in the middle of a sentence. I'll try to take a drink or something. And last week, I mean, they didn't know this happened in last week's episode, but you and I actually took like a 3-minute break because we left to get a drink.
Uh-huh.
Part of the reason why I asked to take a break was because I had to like regroup because I was gagging so much.
Oh no, John.
Dude, but I have looked this up. I had this issue before, like I want to say 2013, 2014. And back then I saw a doctor who was just like, your vocal cords are enlarged. Like the areas in your neck are enlarged due to stress or anxiety or something.
Hmm.
And so he just said, take a couple weeks off of recording. And it helped a little bit. And if you, it's a fun fact about me that, I mean, most people don't know, but if you find like early episodes of Front Page Tech, my voice was different.
Hmm.
And it wasn't different in the way of like, you know, puberty happens and your voice gets deeper. Puberty had already happened by the time I was making Front Page Tech, even early on.
Yes.
And I sound, and people still make fun of me about it, but I sounded a lot like Kermit the Frog. Like my voice was very nasally and something was weird. Wow. And after I went through this stage of like what I'm going through now, back in 2014, after I took a break and after it got better, my voice completely changed. Like I do not sound the same as I did 3 or 4 years ago. And I thought, you know, that was due to recording so much and projecting my voice. And it was just like, my vocal cords sort of adapted and changed over time because of how I talk and how I record.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's happening again. I don't know if my voice is going to change again, but I'm having such a hard time recording. So I'm sitting here. I have hot tea in front of me, which I drank all of already. I have a bottle of water and a bottle of green tea.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I don't know what's happening. Like, I've looked it up on the internet. I'm not like horribly stressed or anything like that. My life is pretty good. I don't know what's happening, but I can't talk. And I just recorded Front Page Tech like right before filming this podcast. So I've been talking for hours.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Damn.
But I don't know what's happening. So I'm telling you and the audience, if anyone has any fucking answers, help. Cause I don't know what the issue is. No, I haven't seen anything online from people that have like a similar issue, the same issue. And it sounds silly where like I just say words and I gag. There's mm-hmm. that's the extent of it. If I talk, if I whisper, or I guess it doesn't really happen throughout the normal day. Like I'm just around the house talking because I'm not talking like this. I guess it's just when I'm projecting my voice or like, you know, I'm turned up to 11 recording something. That's when it happens.
Well, Dr. Cole is here to diagnose and help. Have you gotten a COVID test?
No.
Do you think that there's any chance?
I don't think so. Oh, that's a good point.
I'm just thinking like this is my only medical advice because I'm not actually a doctor, believe it or not. But yeah, I mean, that's like the only thing I could think where like it popped up. It also could just be some other like virus thing too. I don't know.
Yeah. But it's like, feel it. Like I feel my throat feels like, God, there's no way around it where people won't like make fun of me and make it sexual, but it feels like enlarged, like it feels irritated, my vocal cords and stuff. So I'm not sure, but
dang,
that's a really good point because we do know people around us that have had COVID. There's a couple that have COVID right now, but like we aren't around them.
Gotcha.
But I mean, the fact that we know people, I feel like that means it's not that far away from us. It's pretty close. So
yeah.
I wonder. Yeah, that's a very interesting thing.
I mean, maybe have you ever gotten COVID tested before? I did it once, and it was literally by such a, like, the reason I went and got tested was such like a freak occurrence. Like, my dad had gotten off the phone. This is when I was living at home, and apparently they were like, oh, he might have been exposed, somebody at his work had it, so our you know, he's got to get tested before he can go back. So then my mom like walks up the stairs and she's like, yeah, we, you know, he's got to get tested, this is a disaster, we don't know what's gonna, she doesn't talk like that, but she was just like, yeah, I don't, she's like,
that's,
I don't,
what she sounds like, yeah, in her head, good to know.
She's like, I don't know what we're gonna do, like, he, I guess he's got to get tested. I was like, yeah, that's fine. And then she's like, well, here, let me just take your temperature with like one of those little scan thermometers. Dude, she hits my forehead with it and it says like 99.9. And I'm like, yo, are you kidding me? So then I get on my head about it and I'm like, oh my God, I did hang out with this one friend, but I thought they were fine. Like, so then, you know, I went and got tested. And
did you get the original test, the one that sucks, where it's like,
oh yeah, oh yeah,
where they shove a probe all the way in the back of your face?
Yeah, they gave me the full send out there, man. It did, I mean, here's the thing. Everybody, like, I heard some people like, it was the worst, I couldn't. It's like, listen, I don't think I have a good pain tolerance, generally, I've been told in my life, but like, this was the worst pain I've ever had in my life, but only for 10 seconds. Only for 10 seconds. Like, it
the worst pain you've ever felt for 10 seconds is a long time, though.
It's only 10 seconds, though.
Like, but the worst, 10 seconds of the worst pain you've ever felt?
But then it goes away.
But that's such a long time.
I don't know. That was, now if that would have been like a minute or two, then I would say, you know, this is really bad. But I was like, it just feels like a little amoeba is just like gnawing at your cerebral cortex. And then once the little amoeba's fed and it's on the little swab, then you're fine and you can go on your way. I don't know. Like, my perspective is like, if it's 10 seconds of severe pain, I like, that's okay. Because literally once they take the like swab out, you're good. And I was,
have you ever thought about that? Like, I've thought about this a lot where, say you not necessarily jump off a building, but you fall. Okay. When you hit the ground, I mean, your death will be very fast. Some would say instant, but there will be like just a millisecond of incredible pain.
Yeah.
But then you're dead and it's over and you won't even remember how terrible it felt. But it would be, so that's pretty much the COVID test.
Yeah.
That's what I gathered from that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like 10 seconds of pain and then you get to know.
And it came back negative for you?
Yeah. That was all good. Everybody was negative. And yeah, this was like, God, like a month or two ago now. But yeah, I've escaped the Rona so far. I've been really happy. I mean, I've also not been a dumbass.
But now that you've said it on record, next week we'll come back and be like, so guess what?
My only fear is I'm like, have I possibly been exposed to like moving? But like, my building's really good about like, everybody has their masks and like, they've got signs up everywhere. I've been safe. Like, I've been really careful about it. Just because, as you know, when us can't work and we sick, we make $0.
Right. Dude, so you officially announced to everybody last week that you were moving.
Yeah.
And now you are moved. So how do you like it? You're all by yourself.
I've moved.
In a nice apartment.
I'm free.
You're free. You like it?
It's really good so far. Oh, there's so many upgrades that I'm just in love with. I have gigabit internet now. So,
dude, yeah, when you got fiber, I was so happy for you.
Yeah, 1,000 up or 940 up and 940 down. I've never had a video upload over 35 megabits. So
what?
It's
for real?
Yeah, my fastest. Literally, I only moved 30 minutes away from like where my parents live in St. Louis. And yeah, I'm just
and
like,
they probably fiber wasn't even available in that area.
Well, what's weird is it's called Charter Spectrum that we had out there, and you could get 940 down and 35 up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, you gotta be kidding me. So I love
the worst
that.
Part about those is like, even if, you know, a better ISP could get out in that area, most of the time those ISPs have monopolies there.
Oh yeah.
In that area where like, you know, that's just the best they offer and there's nothing you could do other than moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was, that's what I did.
So that's what you did.
Yeah. So that was really important to me. I have these like floor to ceiling windows. I think I'm going to do like a proper apartment tour once my place is set up. Cause I had that like first video I shot it was actually in my living room with like those, it's like all windows, which I love. So it looks super good.
Yeah, it looks really, so the video that went out a couple days ago is your living room?
Yep. So that was in my living room against the windows at
iPhone
night.
iPhone 12 mini discontinued video.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, and then I've got my bedroom. So I've got a two bed, two bath. I don't need the second bathroom, but they wouldn't like take it out, obviously. So I just, I guess I'm just gonna use it as storage.
If we just close this bathroom off, do I get a discount? Yeah,
please. I'll take it off my lease. So I've got that. I've got one room is my bedroom, which I love. Uh-huh. It's on one side of the apartment, and then the other side I've got my studio, which is so great. I'm sure you can relate to this, like having a completely separate space for work.
Oh yeah,
and a completely separate space for like chilling on my bed, hanging out, sleeping. That's really, really great.
Sleeping.
So I love that. Like, I've got a super nice kitchen.
But you haven't recorded a video in there yet, right?
Not in the studio. Not in what will be the studio, because I just got a rug today and it's slightly too, I wish I could show you, like it's slightly too big for the room, but I'm just going to cut it.
I just imagine this fucking rug. Yeah. That's like curling up onto the wall and stuff.
It literally, I'm making direct eye contact with the little brown patch right now. But it's going to turn out great. Like, dude, they have it pre-wired for Ethernet in every room. So I got just Ethernet hardwire. It's so good.
Dude, and it's fiber?
It's so amazing. Like, it's only $70 a month, too. It's AT&T fiber.
Yeah, that's what I have. I have AT&T. $70, easy. It's the best $70 a month of my life.
Yeah, I was talking to some friends, and they're like, oh, it's kind of expensive. I'm like, what are you talking about? Usually fiber, like, a gig up and down is like $150 or something. Yeah. And I would pay it.
I used to pay that for absolute horse shit back in Ohio.
Yep.
I think my, did I just say I think twice? I think back, that made me laugh really hard. Back in Ohio, where I lived, it was that, you know, same situation where there's like sort of a monopoly on stuff. And I paid like $150 a month for, I think it was 300 down and 20 up.
Oh my God. They always do it.
$150 goddamn dollars a month. And now I move here, and I remember because Karina and I, that's how we started. It was long distance. Mm-hmm. And she found me from YouTube, and I remember she would send me like speeds from her house, and it was such bullshit because she's just a normal person. She doesn't need crazy upload speeds, but she had 995 up and 995 down. Oh, I'm like, God. What's the actual problem? And now I come here, have the same thing, and it's $70.
Yeah. No, it's unbelievable. I actually don't know how or why. I guess they're basically their mentality, AT&T is like, we can just undercut everybody by half and then show you by using it just how much better it is. And then they're going to win because like, I don't ever plan to switch. Like,
well, that makes me feel like, you know, in a year from now, they're going to be like, actually, that's $300.
Oh, dude. But they know they would get us. Like if you just even mention the word YouTube, they're like, all right, here you go. There's a plan for you, buddy.
But yeah, like, they should just call it the YouTuber package. And then we're screwed. That's it.
Because it is so good. I've never had just like instant upload, instant download. Although, you know what? This is going to sound real, real fucking greedy, but I want faster download.
Sam, what?
Yeah. I had to wait.
John, how are you not pleased?
I had to wait 28 seconds for this 3 gig file to download. Unbelievable. Oh,
I can't believe that. That's terrible.
I literally stare at my screen and I'm like, what am I going to do? Die in the process of this coming? Like, God.
Yeah, I feel, well, that's one thing. Like, I don't even think about internet anymore. Like, I don't think about why something's not loading. I don't even notice it. And that is the best. That's when technology is at its best, when you don't even think about it.
Yeah, when it's in the background. And that's, I feel like, the approach that Apple takes a lot to their, I mean, that really is their guiding principle. It's like, just have it work.
Yeah, unless it doesn't.
Unless it's messages, which is, you know,
unless you're wearing a fucking mask, in which case it reminds you that it's technology and it doesn't know who you are. Sorry, can't unlock your phone.
Until you got 14.5.
Yeah, with the Apple Watch thing.
Have you tried it yet?
No.
Oh my God, John, it's so good. You have to get it. You have to download it.
So first of all, I was on a trip for the last few days, and I don't know. I'm never outside. I'm always inside without a mask.
Yeah.
I never leave.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you just use your Apple Watch? You just touch your Apple Watch?
No, it's automatic. It literally scans your eyes.
As long as you have your, kind of like how it unlocks the Mac if you have the Apple Watch on?
Yeah, but it's, dude, it's like the same speed as normal Face ID. I have a demo in my video that I made, I think the third video that I, like three videos back. It was like the 14.5 overview of what's new. And man, it is just instant.
Oh, I hope they don't get lazy. I hope this doesn't mean that they're just like, oh, fuck Touch ID. And they don't even put it in the next phone.
No, I would be really heartbroken because I still want Touch ID. There's no way. Because they're in the like prototyping phase. They're not going to turn back, I don't think.
Well, yeah, I don't think they'll turn back. But We do have, for as slow as the news cycle has been for the last month or so, it's been terrible. Like, I made a joke in Front Page Tech that's coming out a little bit later, that I think it feels like I have made the exact same episode for like 3 weeks. It's all the same. It's all the same news stories. Everything is the same. But we're about to hit a point where it's like leak season again, and, mm-hmm. and I'm excited for all the Apple stuff coming up. I just reached out, like, I want to say last night, to a really, really good source. They're the ones that nailed a few days before the AirPods Max branding.
Mm.
So they're like, you know, it's not just sort of what's in the pipeline and stuff that's being manufactured in China and stuff. It is like final marketing stuff.
Gotcha.
And I reached out to them because they're one of the people that back in October last year, they were like, hey, I'm hearing AirTags are delayed until March of 2021.
Hmm.
And so I just followed up with them, was like, hey, just want to, you know, every time AirTags are mentioned, no one believes this. So I'm just going to double check, make sure that you are sure about March. And he's like, yeah, I've seen the marketing for AirTags. It'll be in March. And I'm like, oh. So AirTags are coming in March. The iPad Pro is coming in March. A couple other things are coming. I'm pretty excited for what is just like, you know, technically a few days away next month.
You think we're going to get the iMac in March?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure if it's going to be then or summer.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it would be anything later than summer. When did we get the Intel iMac last year?
August.
Interesting. Yeah, I want to say it would be around the same time, but who knows? The redesign and stuff, we might see it in March. Because I highly doubt that we'd get, you know, just an event that is just AirTags and iPad Pro. I say that, but they've done it. They did it last year.
Yeah.
Where it was just, what was iPad and Apple Watch was an event? That was it?
Yeah, two iPads and an Apple Watch.
Who knows? Unless they do that thing again where they slap us with a bunch of events.
Did you like that better? Part of me really did, because it did spread out the news cycle.
I dug it. Yeah, I liked it. I mean, it helped a lot for what we do,
because
it kept everything fresh. And those last like 3 months were crazy in terms of news and attention that was on all that stuff. And it was new. It felt fresh after getting sort of planned but live keynotes, the standard like stale thing.
Yeah.
Seeing Apple heavily produce an event like that was really, really cool.
It was, I mean, they were just so well shot. Like, obviously, their normal keynotes were good. It was also just kind of nice, like, that you could definitely tell they had, like, editors that were like, maybe we don't need to say this cheesy joke. Like, maybe we don't need to right. like, make a joke about Craig's hair for, like, the 12th time. Although that's just, right. like, fan,
I'm curious.
That's fan
like,
service,
okay.
too. So, it's good.
If this worked out and stuff, and you heard that every Apple event was going to be just, like, a digital, pre-recorded, then live-streamed event, would you be down for that? Or do you want the live ones to happen again? The live 2 hour, 3 hour events?
If they can, I mean, there was something more magic about it being live. And also, I just like want to go to an Apple event one day. Like, that's still on the bucket list. Mm-hmm. So that would be really cool. But it was kind of enjoyable that, like, you know, they made it more accessible for like people, you and me, that like covered the events. It wasn't like, oh, you know, Marquez, The Verge, everybody's just on site and they get the iPhone.
I'm never going to get invited, but...
I have this vision, right? Hear me out. So we were talking about Tim Cook earlier, right? And we're like, you know, CEO, he has done a really good job. I have this vision where Tim, okay. I have heard that that Tim Cook is going to be on his way out in the next couple of years, just because if you look at, he's like 65. Like he is at the age for retirement.
That'll make me so sad.
I heard that he was on his way out, and I believe it because he's getting older. But obviously the question is like, who's going to be next? And I think a lot of people are like, Jeff Williams is going to pop in. But like, you know, for me to you, Jeff, I know you listen every week. Like, I love you. I just don't know. I feel like we could do a little bit more cult of personality for the next CEO. You know, like, because Steve had that charisma. Tim has he's worked his way up. You can tell he's way more comfortable than he has ever been before. But at the same time, I like... just like a Craig Federighi is like the main presenter would just be so great. Or like somebody like Elon on Twitter that you could like tweet at Apple. Imagine if they would be like, yep, software team's working on it. Like that would be so
amazing.
That
would never happen. It would ruin our job.
It would be amazing because then you'd get to like actually interact with the company. And yeah, I mean, It's
kind of scary. Like, that is terrifying to me that, I mean, it was already risky, you know, putting anybody other than Steve Jobs in charge.
Yeah.
That was a risky move. And luckily, Tim Cook has been the absolute best option that they could have picked. And that makes sense because, after all, Steve Jobs did pick him, like handpicked Tim Cook.
Yeah.
And that's a point. That's another one of those points where I made in the video where, like, it's interesting because it wasn't like Steve Jobs died and then Tim Cook took over.
Yeah.
Steve picked him before he died.
Yep.
And that's a really, like, I mean, that puts a level of weight and trust into that decision, the fact that Steve Jobs handpicked Tim Cook. But I'm worried about the next one. Luckily, you know, Tim worked out really, really well. I'm worried about somebody else trying to... I think I'm worried about what would happen to their sort of company values and the stuff that they held on to from Steve that makes that company still work.
Yeah.
I'm worried that not... I guess I trust Tim's decision if he were to pass it down to somebody else. I'm just sort of worried about... Because there was such a huge change. There is a huge change with that company between Steve and Tim. And I'm worried about what a change on the same scale would look like if it was given to somebody else and if it would be worse.
Yeah, I mean, that's totally fair. I am excited, though, because, like, we have had Tim for 10 years now. And he's been a good leader, but, like, he's getting older. Like, I'm sure he wants to sort of like spend his, you know, millions, like how I think hasn't he said that he's going to donate most of his wealth to like nonprofits or his own charities.
Yeah, probably.
Which is cool. Like, obviously that's very, I think that's extremely admirable. And I think that's a good way to like spend.
What is he going
to
go do? What's he going to retire and go do? He's such a healthy old man. What's he going to go do?
I think he's going to probably work on some passion projects and start some charities. I mean, like,
nah, man, you don't do this to us, Tim.
I mean, I think that's the move, though. Like, he served like the opportunity of a lifetime as a CEO. Like, I have to imagine, like, because CEO is not like, you know, it's not like, oh, talk on stage guy. It's like, he actually like runs, he's an operations guy.
Yeah.
Like, that's his background. And I have a feeling that he's taken a lot of that experience. And that's why Apple has sort of become extrapolated from that to be even more successful than they were already on the uptick in like 2010, 2011. And I think that if I see him, like, I feel like in some ways I relate to like the way we look at the world. You know, me and Tim are very close. But
yeah, pretty much best buds.
I'm just saying, like, if I was Tim, you've made a lot of money, like, you have a substantial fortune, and like, I don't think he has a family, really. Like, does he have a partner or?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's something I know he keeps completely, because like, you know, he's got like friends, but I'm also just like, you never see like, who is Tim Cook's friend? Like Elon, it'd be like, oh, I'm yeah, hanging out with Kanye again. But like, you never see like anyone be
all right, hey, Benjamin Ling.
Who is that?
It's his boyfriend. Wait, is it his husband?
Wait, is he married?
Is Tim Cook married?
Is this breaking news?
Yeah, this is breaking news. This is, you heard it here first, unless you Googled it before us. This is crazy.
What?
On the 7th of November, 2019, Benjamin Ling turned 43 years of... Oh, Tim! This dude's 43!
Wait, what? Where are you finding it? It's not on his Wikipedia for partner.
I typed in, who does Tim Cook have a husband? And this dude popped up.
Huh.
This article's from March 7th, 2020.
Tim Cook's partner, Benjamin Ling. Huh. Benjamin Ling.
What?
He's an
is this
angel
real?
Investor.
Is it? We need to find out if this is real. This is breaking news. Only ever heard on the Genius Bar podcast.
Wow.
This is why we're in the top charts.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know that. Yeah. So
what?
But this is also, this is from Stars Offline. I don't know. This is exactly the, yeah, the gold standard for journalism.
I don't know about that one.
Like, I don't know. Is Tim Cook married? I wonder if Benjamin Ling has like a Wikipedia, but yeah, that's interesting.
This is,
I mean,
interesting.
It says he lives in California.
Oh, you know,
they're in the same state. Wow.
I guess during one of his appearances on stage, somebody had asked him about marriage, and Tim said, "I can't talk about marriage much."
Huh.
Very interesting. Very mysterious, Timothy.
Yeah. I wonder.
Do you have a husband?
Yeah, that is super weird. But aren't like marriage records public and stuff? Like, I feel like that would have to be.
Unless his name is not Tim Cook.
Ooh, what if? What if,
dude, what if? What if his name, what if he is Benjamin Ling?
What? Whoa. I just found this other thing that says they got married on March 7th of last year.
What?
Wait, no, this can't be right.
Yeah, that's that the article I said that that was written says it's from March of 2020.
Oh wait, John, I have heartbreaking news. I think they broke up in 2018.
Wait, what? So they're not married?
Yeah, it says in 2018, I think Benjamin got a new partner.
Oh fuck, Benjamin! What is that? How could you not be with Tim Cook?
I mean, you know,
who would be better than Tim Cook?
He does seem like a really good guy. Like, I feel like of all the, like, if CEOs to date, if you're going to like take your pick, I feel like he's probably top tier.
Is this like, are we trying to like hook Tim Cook up with somebody? Anybody in the audience, listen, I'm, they broke up not that long ago. It was what, 2018?
Yeah, I think so.
Tim's probably heartbroken right now. You know, yeah. If he's not working, he's probably at home just laying in his bed eating a bag of chips, you know, being sad. And I'm sure one of you lucky listeners out there would love to be with Tim. And so if you just reach out to us on Twitter or something, we'll just text Tim and let him know, you know, we're very close.
Wow. Yeah. Tim, I hope Tim is happy.
I bet the audience didn't know that this was the Apple podcast that we're getting. We're getting down to the real shit that matters.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, though, I kind of respect it because I feel like being in the public spotlight as much as somebody, well, he's not even in the public spotlight, but he's in a position where that would be an option. Like, obviously, like mm-hmm. the paparazzi could be around him, or like TMZ would be taking photos. Like, it is pretty impressive. Like, he's able to keep his personal life so private. Dude, I still remember, I don't know if you remember this, but do you remember when Gawker outed him before he came out?
Yes. Yeah, I remember.
Like, that's an ethical thing where it's like, if I knew that information, would never share it. Like,
yeah, that's fucked up.
That you can't do that to somebody. Like, that is just, I don't know. I'm fascinated, like, the person that had that story and was just like, yep, I'm going to just send it. Like,
yeah, I mean, you know, they got that story and they just see the clicks. That's all.
God, I couldn't do that to somebody. Because, like, that's a significant, that's not like, oh, he bought a new house. Like, let's expose his new house. Like, this is a portion of his life that he had never shared with the world before, and probably people close to him. Like, damn, Tim Cook.
It was probably Benjamin that leaked it.
Oh my God.
That hussy.
Jesus, Benjamin. Tim was like, I never got over it. That's why we broke up.
Right.
Damn. All right. Well, Tim, I hope you're happy.
I have a bone to pick with you, Sam.
Oh man, a bone to pick? John?
Yeah. So unlike you, I do watch your videos.
Oh my
and
God.
And in your last video. Yeah.
Yeah.
In your last video, which by the way, you're giving away AirPods, right?
Yes, I am. Yeah. Follow me on Twitter at iup_date. Screenshot you listening to Genius Bar podcast and then tweet the picture of me and you're entered.
And everyone that tweets gets a pair of AirPods, right?
legally, I cannot say that, but
everybody.
For fun, I can say that.
Like Oprah. Everybody gets everybody. It. Okay. In that video, you said some nasty shit.
Okay.
You said that you prefer AirPods 2 over AirPods Pro.
100%.
Explain yourself.
100%. AirPods Pro are not my choice because I don't like the in-ear design. They don't fit my ears well. This is
fucking AirPods 2 go in your ear?
Yeah. They're great. They fit perfect. They never fall out. I've never had a pair of original design AirPods fall out. Every single time I use AirPods Pro, they fall out. Can't exercise with them.
What?
Nope. Can't do it.
Okay, so you're telling me the plastic one-size-fits-all thing fits better in your ear than AirPods Pro with the silicone tips that you can pick?
Oh, it's not even close. Yeah.
Have you you've tried all of them? Like the different sizes?
I don't know if I have. But
what? Okay, Sam, you got to try all the tips.
I'm telling you, this is an issue, right? I made a video about it, about why I stopped using AirPods Pro in 2019 at the end of the year. And there were so many people that
I didn't catch that one.
Oh, did you miss that one, John? Was that just conveniently off your radar?
Missed that in my subscription.
Yeah. Subscriber burn, subscriber burn. So I have tried AirPods Pro, and I had it. For those who follow me on Instagram a few months ago, I was like, oh, I forgot my AirPods 2. I'll just use my AirPods Pro. And halfway through my little bike ride, they fall out and I'm just like stumbling on the side of this bike path for 35 minutes. Like I had multiple people be like, honey, are you okay? Or is everything like, they probably thought I was like contemplating life. And I was like, no, I'm just looking for my AirPod Pro. If you see anything white, and then they're like, well, it's fall. So everything has got, you know, little right. leaves everywhere. But yeah, I there's something.
You don't think AirPods they too. Sound better, right?
Do
you think the AirPods 2 sound better than AirPods Pro?
I prefer the sound of AirPods 2. I do.
Are you high?
I do not think most people.
What are you talking about?
I do not
about?
Think most people prefer the sound of AirPods 2. I think most people would like AirPods Pro, and that's why I recommend that.
What is wrong with your ears?
I like a flatter sound profile. That's why I gravitate to like Sonos a lot of the time, because I think the sound is incredible, but the sound profile is not as...
But it's not flat. AirPods 2 aren't flat. They're just mid-heavy. They're flat in the mid-range.
I think they're flatter than AirPods Pro. AirPods Pro are way more punchy, and they're super sharp in the highs. AirPods Pro to me have the same sound profile as AirPods Max, where AirPods 2 sound more similar to like an EarPods.
When you said that, I literally like went back a few seconds in the video just to make sure I heard you right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I stand by that. I've been saying that. Like, I haven't changed my stance on that since I first got AirPods Pro. I've been like, yeah, they sound really great, but
do you even own a pair anymore other than the ones you're giving away?
Yeah. Yeah. I do. Cause I talk about AirPods updates and stuff.
Do you ever use them other than for your videos?
No, I don't.
I can't believe I this. Don't.
Yeah. Do you? So you prefer AirPods Pro? I'm taking over AirPods.
Oh yeah. Yes. In fact, I don't even know where my fucking AirPods 2 are since I got AirPods Pro. So I was late to the game. Uh-huh. So because
how late?
I had
how late? When did you come in?
Pretty late, man. Like a year ago, maybe is when I joined
John,
the AirPods
you
game.
Pleb, dude.
I know.
For the record, just so everybody knows my history with AirPods, I got AirPods the second week that they were released in December of 2016.
Oh, good for you.
So I have seen the magic, and I understand why they're so great.
I don't think I had an iPhone anymore.
Just a flag. Oh my God. Why are you on this podcast? Can we get a new host here? It's going to...
Yeah, literally anybody else. Yeah. I'm sure Benjamin Ling or whatever, he's free.
Yeah, he's got time. I'm going to meet up with Tim Cook. He'll be a better host than you.
Yeah, and like you said, when Tim retires, I'm sure he'll take my spot on the podcast. Oh,
Tim, I will empty my savings account and donate it to a charity of your choice if you come on the podcast.
Empty your savings
account? I'll empty my savings account.
I will empty mine, and collectively, I'll have like $4 and like a Subway sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's been slow.
I'm not gonna lie. I was pretty late. So first, when they came out, I didn't have an iPhone. And then I jumped back into iPhone stuff with the XS, right? Yeah, the XS.
Okay.
And so I had every iPhone, and then around iPhone 6S, I think that was my last one, because when the iPhone 7 came out, I had jumped to Android because iOS to me was so much of a mess. Like I don't have a problem with the hardware. I felt like iOS was sloppy and messy, so I left and went to Android to try that out.
Uh-huh.
And so that's when AirPods first came out. So I was iffy about them. And then after I got my XS, I had so many other headphones, especially like, you know, we're YouTubers and company sends us stuff all the time. Yep. And so I always had Bluetooth earbuds and Bluetooth headphones. And so, and I just, it, this is one of the hard lessons that I learned. I was just like, you know, I have all this stuff, all these stuff that's probably sound much better than AirPods. And that was my mistake. My mistake of going, oh, it's probably better without actually trying them. And then... I got AirPods 2, I think, like a little over a year ago. and was like, holy shit. Like, it wasn't even, it, that taught me a lesson of it. Does, it's not about how it sounds. Like, how it sounds is just part of the experience. Of course, I had stuff that sounded better than that, but, you know, the moment they connected, just when I opened them for the first time, I was like, uh-oh, like, I get it now. And so that was my whole thing. I had AirPods 2, and then I think like a week later, I was like, all right, I'm going to try AirPods Pro. So I bought those and have not looked back. I love them so much. They sound pretty all right, and just the convenience overall, that's the best. It's the best. It's so, so, so good. AirPods Pro are one of my favorite Apple products ever made.
Yeah. No, I think AirPods has been, I think in the last 10 years, I think AirPods are at the top of my list for like most impactful products for me in my life. Yeah. If like, you know, like I can like, cause I just remember like in 2016, as soon as I touched them, I was like, oh, this is it. Like, this is just significantly better in any way than anything I've ever touched. And right. I couldn't understand why everybody was like making fun of them still. Cause I was like, no, unironically, like you don't realize what it is like to go for a run with your watch and AirPods and literally nothing else. Like to be free in the world as if you don't have anything on. I mean, you gotta wear clothes, unfortunately, but like right. it's wild to me that like,
or you don't really have to wear clothes. I don't think there's rules.
That's definitely, I don't want to get put on a list.
But, no, it's fine, man. I'm sure it's fine. But and where do you live, St. Louis? Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't
apply in the Midwest.
Yeah,
but yeah, they've been very life changing for me. I think if I had to pick Apple Watch or AirPods, I think I'd say AirPods. If I had to pick one or the other,
I would agree.
But the Apple Watch is
until
also,
I'm old and have heart problems, then I'll go for the Apple Watch.
You want that fall detection?
Yeah, dude. I've got to be honest. I rarely wear my Apple Watch.
What? You don't wear it every day?
I don't wear things at all. Like I didn't wear, and that was one of my worries with Apple Watch was like, I don't wear a watch as it is. And it's got to be a really good watch to convince me to wear it. Cause I just don't like stuff on my wrists or anything like that. And I mean, Apple Watch is great. I love having it. Like, especially if I'm leaving, I love having my notifications and everything on my wrist. Mm-hmm. But if I'm just at home, I rarely wear it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I wear mine.
I assume you wear yours all the time.
First thing I do when I wake up in the morning is put it on.
Are you going to say some goofy shit? Like, I prefer how the Apple Watch Series 1 felt more than the new ones?
Yeah, because it was made of gold. That's the only reason. No, I never had the gold. It's funny how they kind of just stopped the gold after one, because I guess they probably sold like 10 of them.
Well, they realized that, oh, wait, it's everyone's watch does the same thing.
Yeah.
It's all worth $300 regardless. So
yep, the tech inside did not change. It was just the gold, which is, I mean, it made sense. But again, I firmly believe that I don't know. I've gotten more conspiratorial for how Apple markets things, and I've started to fully believe that Apple will do things that they know people like you and me will disagree with, just to get more notoriety. Like gold Apple Watch. Conveniently, they only did it for the first one. Oh yeah. Once the Apple Watch got notoriety? Well,
because,
no,
you know, they give it to all those celebrities to have pictures of them wearing the gold Apple Watch. What was it? Apple Watch Edition? Yep. Yeah. It worked. That whole thing is absolutely crazy because it's the best-selling watch in the world.
Yeah.
Not just smartwatch. Best-selling watch in the world. Think about that.
It's a lot of watches.
Like, that is... They just came in with this thing. And now it's the most popular thing of all the things. And we've been wearing watches for so long.
Yeah, it's been a few hundred, thousand years?
No, okay, time to Google.
How long?
Live Google.
Who invented the watch?
I'll ask Siri. How long have we been wearing watches? She's going to tell me.
Okay.
Oh, no, she didn't because I forgot. She's fucking Siri and she's absolutely useless.
Yep. Thank you, Apple, for protecting our data.
Who invented? Oh, you don't think it's fine that she doesn't work because of our data, as long as our data is protected?
No, I completely think Siri's garbage, and I want her to be better.
Okay, good.
I've accepted.
I thought you were defending her.
No, I can't. I just can't be mad at it anymore because I'm like, well, you know, they're not kind
but
of running through.
A simple Google is not going to compromise my privacy. Just ask the question. Do the Google. Just be like, hey, Google, he said who invented the watch. That's all I want to know.
Did you just say Google's main data source of Googling things is not going to impact your privacy?
No, it's fine. Peter Henlein. All the watch snobs are like, fuck, John. I hate you. Can't believe this. He created one of the first clock watches, but when?
Need a year.
That didn't answer my question.
I feel like watches have been around for...
Oh, shit. He lived in 1485 to August 1542, so it's been a while.
Not like 600 years.
That's a long time.
That is a long... I was thinking, yeah, 1,000, because like that goes back to like 1 AD.
Yeah, it looks like a little Christmas ornament. Look up a picture of the first watch.
First ever watch.
It looks like a Christmas ornament.
Oh, yeah.
Like it just dangled from you.
It's kind of cool. That's nice.
And it's all right. But so we've been making watches for that long, and Tim Cook just goes, but how about this one? And it's the most popular watch now.
Wow. Yeah, they
that's wild.
They kind of do that. They kind of do that when they make a million products a year. It's just like, well, we've dominated the market. Even if this is like, even like when the product first comes out, it's just like they can just do anything that anybody is not like disrupted. They can just kind of hop in and be like, we're the best now. We're the number one.
And AirPods is a crazy successful business. Like just on its own, yeah. It's more popular than like Spotify and a bunch of other companies combined.
Yeah, that's a wild stat. But I get it because, I mean, I think most people I know have a pair of AirPods now.
Yeah. And I mentioned last week, that's why I like using them and watching stuff that I make or listening to stuff that I make back with those because that's what most people are going to be hearing it on.
Yeah, that's a...
So I like that.
That's a smart way to edit. I just use my iMac speakers when I edit my videos.
Except you're using AirPods 2.
Well, I don't even use AirPods to edit ever. There's too much latency.
You don't even do that?
Well, I can't. I mean, you can watch content. I actually...
Yeah, I mean, I don't edit with them. I use studio monitors for that. But like if I'm watching stuff back, like after it's on YouTube or listening to a podcast, always AirPods.
I actually don't listen to... If I'm at home, I mean, especially because like I live by myself now, like I just AirPlay... Not AirPlay it. Well, sometimes AirPlay it, but like just put on my speakers. Like I actually hate wearing headphones unless I have to.
Really?
Yeah. No, I hate having like things on my head if I don't have to.
I like it. I'm going to be honest. I like having headphones and stuff.
Yeah, like, does it make you feel kind of like cozy?
Yeah, I like having, especially like my appreciation for audio and stuff. Mm-hmm. I like hearing stuff the way that, you know, the creator intended me to hear it instead of hearing like, you know, room echo or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I get that. That if you care really, a lot about audio, that totally is a fair stance. I just prefer the convenience of like whole home audio of like Sonos speakers, wireless. It's great for me. Even when I lived like with people, I never wore headphones.
Oh, dude, I have to listen and watch everything with headphones. Oh,
I don't like it. I just feel compressed and like, I don't know. I just feel like I can't be as free. That's probably why I like AirPods, because they're like basically not like having nothing on, but like, right. You know, it's still like, well, there's some white stuff in your ear, but nobody really knows.
Well, speaking of listening to stuff, dude, The attention on this podcast is wild.
Yeah.
Like the top charts and stuff. Do you see the tweet from earlier today? We're trending the top 100 podcasts in India. Wow. Like not just top 100 tech, in the top 100 period. Wow.
That's pretty nutty.
Yeah. They tweeted that it was trending in India and it was already number one in India in tech. And now it's like on, I didn't know that India has like a top 100 podcast chart. Wow. So it's called Podboard.
That's cool.
Podboard 100, and we're on there, which is crazy. There's all sorts of ways that you can listen. In fact, we're on iHeartRadio. I got an email from them earlier if you want to listen that way. Or geniusbarpodcast.com is the website where you can go and you can listen to it on your desktop, on your phone, or whatever. And also, that site will give you links to all your favorite podcast apps if you guys want to do that. It's a very easy place to go and find the show.
It should be everywhere now, right? Like actually everywhere.
Yeah, people have been asking a lot about Google Podcasts, and so I was hearing from a few people that it's finally on there, so we can finally stop hearing complaints about that. A lot of people wanted why are you listening to an Apple podcast on Google Podcasts? Does nobody see the problem?
That's
there?
A big brain move.
Before we go, only got a couple minutes left. Sam, I'm sorry. I wanted to bring one. Is there something you wanted to bring up?
Let me check. I think there's something. You know what? Let's save it for next week. I want to do a more in-depth talk about like folding phones in general.
Cliffhanger. Yeah. Very interesting.
Because the more I think about it, I don't want to spoil anything. The more I'm just generally confused at the idea.
Ooh, interesting. Okay. Well, there you go. Topic for next week. We'll leave a cliffhanger there. Yeah. It's like a preview for next week. To just remind everybody, we're trying to keep these shows around an hour, so we're gonna hard cut off because we want to leave you wanting more marketing or whatever. I don't
marketing
know.
Or whatever. That should be our subtitle.
So this, it's toward. I wanted to bring this up towards the end of the show. Okay. All right, because it's a little risque.
Oh, risque. Okay, so is do we need like an NSFW 18 plus tag or like how risque?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, okay.
So last week, Sam, as we were ending the episode.
Okay.
You had like your brain clocked out.
Yeah. Oh. Oh my God.
You know what this is.
I know your brain what this kinda is.
Your brain kind of clocked out.
Did you leave that part in? I remember you said you edited some.
No, I think we had stopped recording at that point.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we had stopped. Yeah. So we, as the show ended, you let me know that you you didn't know. You found out while we were recording.
Yeah, no, so I have Google Alerts set up for my name, right? And I put Sam Cole. Same. I update, and basically, what for those of you that don't, I forgot this is like super niche, but basically, what Google Alerts does is you can enter like through Google a name, a topic, a search, and anytime it's featured on like notable websites or sometimes on like I think Big Tweets or something, it'll tell you like, hey, this person mentioned you. So for example, like my website AppleTrack, whenever like The Verge or 9to5 Mac says a link to AppleTrack, it's really great because it'll let me know about like that notoriety I'm getting, and it's like, oh, that explains like why traffic shot up at this point or why this page is getting so many views. So I set it up for my name, set it up for iUpdate and AppleTrack, and all of a sudden John's recording and I'm gonna be honest, I don't even remember what we were talking about because I for some reason got distracted. I like looked at my email. I think I had to like reach out to a brand after recording, so I was preoccupied, and I get this thing that says this website. And it says Sam Cole, Apple YouTuber. I'm like, oh, I guess I got highlighted somewhere.
That's me.
That's my name. And then I look under it and there's a little description. Like there's a little one sentence that tells you before you click. It's just nice. So it's like, oh, is this spam? Or is, like a lot of time iUpdate gets tagged for like, should I update my iPhone to 14.3 Apple Forms? So it's nice to know the difference.
Yeah.
And I read it and it says like sexy men and photos. And I was like, oh, okay, man. Where are we going?
So good.
Where is this going? So I am like, well, I cannot wait to see. Like now I'm super curious. So I click.
And worse, are we still recording the show?
Oh, yeah, we're fully recording. And I'm like,
okay.
I think you could tell because I was just like, mm-hmm, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you could just tell my focus wasn't there.
Yeah.
And sorry about that, by the way. That's kind of shitty.
But no, you're good.
Yeah, I was a little preoccupied when I clicked and saw that it was a gay adult content forum site. And
so they had posted like a picture of you on the forum, or like it was the discussion about you?
Yeah, yeah. Just it's the most clothed photo I've ever posted on my Instagram.
As opposed to your not clothed photos.
Yeah, as opposed to like, I don't know, me in shorts and a t-shirt. You know,
gotcha.
Let's be a little creative. Like, you know, I guess they were like, we don't need to see anything. It's just the name.
Yeah.
You know, so I look and I'm just, you know, at first I was like, okay, somebody's just little saving it for their own personal little collection. We don't judge here on the Genius Bar, although I'm a little slight right. uncomfortability. But then I look underneath and a different user replied. A different user replies and is like, OMG, thank you. Love him so much. This is so sexy and hot. And
dude.
I was like, dude, I have pantyhose on my head, basically. Like it was my most recent Instagram post. Like just a meme of me outside a gas station acting like I'm holding a gun.
We should post that. We should post it on our Twitter. So we referenced like album art last week and then we're like, check our Twitter, we'll post it there. And so we did. So I think if you're one of the listeners that haven't followed us on Twitter, make sure to do that. What is it? At Genius Bar
Cast,
yeah, on Twitter. We'll leave, it's always linked down in the show notes, so click that and go follow us there, because if we reference a photo or something visual on the show, we'll post it there.
Yeah, but yeah, that was how I left the show last week, and honestly I don't
very interesting.
I think I've recovered now, but I was just like, you know what, man, maybe I don't know. I mean, John, I think I need to find a photographer for my OnlyFans, but tweet me at iup_date. Let me know if you think I should start an OnlyFans as another revenue source. They say diversification is key. So I'm really going to.
I think so. We're, I mean, we don't, I would, I would share the link to the website, but there's a bunch of like really in your face, not safe for work stuff that nobody asked for.
We absolutely cannot send the link. So you're welcome to do any research that you'd like. Yeah,
I'm sure if you look hard enough.
A tag that it is 100% NSFW, and you should be 18 plus if you decide to.
Yeah, huge warning. We're not recommending you find it. I'm just, you know, we're not going to share the link. It's very, it's unsolicited wiener. That's what it is.
So thank you.
With that said,
thank you for that. Thank you for whoever shared that. You know, I'm sure it's one of our listeners. You guys are all the absolute fucking best. And, you know, I really appreciate that.
Have you gone back to check the thread to see if there's any updates?
I don't think I have any interest in knowing what it says in the comments of that photo.
That's too bad.
Yeah, maybe you can report back.
Okay, that's it. That's the best place to end the show, I think. Yeah. That's peak Genius Bar right there.
All right, that's the episode, guys. Thank you for listening. This is Genius Bar Podcast. We will be back Monday of next week, right?
Right. Okay. Where we talk about foldable phones.
Yeah, foldable phones. Do you guys care? Does anybody actually care? I don't know.
Nobody cares.
We'll see. Maybe John cares. He's made a few videos.
No, nobody cares, but we got folding iPhones coming up, and we'll tell you exclusive things next week, okay?
This is our podcast, Best Podcast.
Nailed it.
We'll see you guys next week.